Hello and Chodesh Tov, and it's good to be back after a little bit of a break. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, so I want to start speaking about one of the customs to do with Chodesh Elul, and that is the minhag that we have of Tkiat Shofar, of blowing the shofar at the end of davening every morning throughout the month of Elul, up till but not including Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the earliest source for this minhag is in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, where it says that the minhag is to blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Doesn't mention that the minhag is to blow throughout the entire month, but to blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because that's the day when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for the third time, and the shofar was sounded throughout the machane, so that everybody would know that Moshe Rabbeinu has gone up today, and they would count the days correctly, and they wouldn't repeat the mistake that was made previously, and they would be saved from any concern at the end of the 40 days. And indeed, this is the view of a number of Rishonim. Shibboleth Halechet also says this, and others, that the minhag is to blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that's it. However, the Tor, following other Rishonim, says that in actual fact we blow shofar throughout the entire month of Elul, that this is in order to inspire people to do teshuvah, that the Pasuk says, Hayitakash shofar ba'ev amlo, that will the shofar be sounded in the pit, in the city, and people won't tremble. And the purpose of the shofar is not just to remind us that Rosh Hashanah is coming, but to make us tremble in awe at what Rosh Hashanah brings with it. There are different minhagim with regard to which day of Rosh Chodesh Elul we start blowing the shofar, and many of the poskim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura and the Chai Adam mention both minhagim. Some places start blowing on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, others start blowing on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The reason to start blowing on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul is because if Elul is a short month, only 29 days, so then that's if we assume that Moshe Rabbeinu was up Har Sinai for 40 days and came down on Yom Kippur, then those 40 days began on the final day of the month of Av. That's whereas others suggest, no, it's only during Elul that we actually blow the shofar, and that very possibly that year, that's that when they were in the Midbar, that the month of Elul was a 30-day month in any event. But as I say, they're both minhagim. The general minhag seems to be to blow on the, start blowing on the second day, and that's indeed what most people seem to do. That's interestingly, the Rama says that the minhag is also to blow at night, that's or after Arvit, that's, and there are different views in the poskim about this. That's the Mate Ephraim, one of the very classic Sefarim on the halachot of Chodesh Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, says that, mentions this custom, but says he's never heard of anybody doing it. That's the Aruch HaShulchan says that in actual fact one shouldn't blow shofar at night, because shofar, that's is a sign of Midat Hadin, and we don't want to, or night is a time of Midat Hadin, and we don't want to interfere with the Midat Hadin at night. That's the Chai Adam says that in actual fact the intention of the Rama isn't to blow shofar at after Maariv, but before Maariv, and to blow it after Mincha when it's still daytime. But in actual fact, there are some places where they do blow shofar that's after Maariv, even if it's after night time. There's actually a question which has come up this year, a couple of communities still not having morning services, but are having Mincha and Maariv services. So is it correct that they should blow the shofar that's later on in the day when they haven't blown at Shacharit? It would seem that it is correct either to blow between Mincha and Maariv, or to blow after Maariv, especially as this time of year we're still davening Maariv before nightfall, and therefore the concern of Midat Hadin also wouldn't come up. That's, there are different minhagim about how many tekiot to blow. The general minhag, and this is our minhag, is to blow just tekiah shvarim teruah tekiah. The minhag of Chabad and other chasidim is to blow tekiah shvarim teruah tekiah, tekiah shvarim tekiah, tekiah teruah tekiah, to blow a set of 10 notes. And the Machon Moreshet Ashkenaz, in their Yekish set of minhagim, it says that the minhag is to blow 12 notes. notes. Tekiah Svarim Teruah Tekiah three times. A question addressed by a number of Achronim is whether or not a person who's davening at home without a minyan needs to blow shofar during the month of Elul. That's the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelet Yud Beit Siman Mem Chet says that there's no such minhag. It's the minhag is you blow in shul. If you're not in shul, then you don't need to blow shofar at home. And he says there's even a basis for this on the Pesukim. That's the pasuk about blowing shofar when Moshe Rabbeinu went up Har Sinai via a few kol ba machaneh. The shofar was sounded in the machaneh. That's a public place. And also the pasuk with which we associate with Elul, Haytaka shofar ba'ir. Is the shofar blown in the city? The city, again, is a public place. And other poskim also say that there's no minhag, certainly no necessity to blow shofar at home if one's davening bichidut. But there is, of course, during the month of Elul, whether one's davening at home or whether one's davening in shul, an importance and a necessity to try and come closer to Hashem. Adkan Chodesh Tov.